'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the
Hold
house...
it now, wait, hold it, that's played out. Hit it! Don't you give me all that jive about things you wrote before I was alive. 'Cause this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme. Gonna shake it, gonna bake it, gonna make it good. Gonna rock, shock, rock it through your neighborhood. Gonna read, gonna sing it till it's understood. My rap about to happen like a knee. You were slapping, or I thought you've been tapping on a hunk of wood.
Hello, and welcome to the Brothers Bro Podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton, and I'm your bro, Easy. And, as usual, we're gonna kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us. So, Dayton, let's hear some jokes.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Slow your roll there. We got the therapy dog, Petey, in the house.
He's very sad. He's like the Zoloft dog.
Yep, kind of. Actually, right now.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't like the song. It's okay.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Dayton, do you have the joke for us now, or do you have, like, some...
Do I? Yeah, I do. Joke of the Week is brought to you by Life with Lemons. Just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. I used to have a job at the calendar factory, but they fired me because I took a couple days off.
I get it, because you don't go to work.
But and I took 2 days off.
Also, of the calendar. So, okay, we're gonna run into this week's Big Word of the Week, which is presented by The Hair Cafe, located in Clinton, Maryland. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. This week's Big Word of the Week is Catalyst. Catalyst is spelled C-A-T-A-L-Y-S-T. And a catalyst is a person or thing that precipitates an event.
I still can't get this. Precipitates an event. How does that even make any sense?
Okay, so it's not a cloud.
Okay.
So.
Yes.
What do you think it is?
A cirrus cloud.
Okay, we're just gonna, slide into this week's next segment, which is Record Breakers, which is what we're doing for the first couple weeks in December. But on the last week, or the week of the 28th, I don't know, yeah, we're going to be doing a special thing. So, special.
Special.
So, anyway, Dayton has this week's...
African-American Record Breakers.
Yes.
Brought to you by All Type Fence, located in Douglasville, Pennsylvania. Today's African-American Record Breaker is Emmett Smith. What do you think he got his record for?
Running?
Yeah, okay. He has football's most career rushing yards, which is, guess the number.
A lot.
Okay. 18,355.
Oh, that is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Was there, like, anybody who was, like, close to him, like yard-wise?
We'll find out in the future.
I mean, from December 1st, 2018, to backwards, was there anybody who was close to him?
Probably not.
Okay, so Dayton also has this week's quote of the week, so let's hear it.
Today's quote of the week is brought to you by Teddy's Pizza, the best pizza and wings in East Charlotte. I've always had a thirst for knowledge, said by Emmett Smith.
Wow. That...
That's a good quote.
Yeah, I think it shows you that you can be an athlete, but you also have to be a student.
Yes.
So you gotta be a smart athlete, not just your typical, I don't know.
Okay. Yes.
We're gonna fly to this week's Tech Fact, which is presented by Howell and Krause Attorneys at Law. Because, you know, give you the law hookup. So, this week's Tech Fact is Google has been acquiring, on average, more than one company per week since 2010.
They're taking over the world!
So pretty soon, you know, they're going to buy Brother Spro Institute because...
Yeah, because we're beasts.
Yeah, we're like taking over the tech market.
Yeah, Toys R Online.
Yeah, you know, we're the reason that Toys R Us went out of business.
Yep.
Definitely.
We just like destroyed everybody.
Yeah.
Soon Walmart's going to go out of business because of us because, you know, we're on fire.
So we're just going to fire our way into the next segment.
Yeah, I gave him that one.
Which is this week's book recommendation, which Dayton also has for us.
Today's book recommendation is brought to you by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. The Lottery, which is our book, it's a very sad story because you don't know what's going to happen. A short story written by Shirley Jackson, first published in the June 2016, 1948 issue of The New Yorker. The story describes a fictional small town in which observes an annual ritual known as the lottery. I'm not going to tell you much about it because if you tell us anymore, I mean tell you guys anymore. I can tell myself however much I want, but if I tell you guys anymore, it will be spoiled.
Okay, Dayton. So, yeah. Well, what would you do if you just won a lottery? Not necessarily this lottery that's annual, like a lottery.
Oh, a lottery? You know what I do. Buy that glass house, throw the rocks at it, and then cover it up with that clear flex seal and sell it on Zillow, which also is soon going to be bought out by Google. It's an educated guess.
Okay, so you're going to buy a house so you can throw rocks at it.
Yeah. You know what?
So this just explains why he got fired from the calendar factory.
Yep.
Just throwing rocks around.
Soon I'll get fired from the buying house, throwing rocks, covering up with clear flex seal business.
Okay. I did not know that was a business. I'm just going to stay out of that business.
Yep.
Sounds very sketchy.
Phil Swift is my CEO. He doesn't really like me, though.
Okay, so we're going to seal our way into this week's Kid Challenge.
Yep.
This week's Kid Challenge. But, you know, if you want to do it for your kid, go ahead. I don't care. This week's Kid Challenge is to do something to help a person or situation without them knowing.
Yep. Okay. We're going through this now.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm walking through a store. We're not going to say what store because it could be any store. So I'm walking through the store. I come to the food aisle. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they all have food, but whatever. I walk through the food aisle, smack the green beans, and they all come flying down. And bruh comes.
Dayton was mad because Google just bought Brothers Bro Institute.
So and I was like, wacha! And then the green beans, oh, and it was almost Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was the next
then
year.
Then me, bro, walked through and was like, oh, I should probably clean this up so my guy, Sean Collins doesn't have to, clean it up, you know, the guy who works at the store.
Yeah.
So I go and I clean it up, and then Sean doesn't know that anything happened, and then I feel good about myself. And,
yeah.
But and then I don't know about bruh. He's having a hard day.
Yeah. He's now outside, on a bench,
thinking, rethinking his life with this therapy dog.
Yeah. Petey's out there with me.
Okay. So as we start to wrap up this podcast, we'd like to give some shout outs. Jump some special listeners.
Special.
Okay. to our podcast. Drew night? And Reed is our first couple.
Uncle Kenny.
And also Will and Faith are our
and
others.
Miss LaToya.
Finally, Miss LaToya.
Yes.
Also, I'll start to wrap the podcast. I'd like to give you guys some information about what's going on in Brothers Bro Institute. Well, first of all, Google bought Nas. We will have a live podcast on December 22nd, and it will be on Facebook and or YouTube. So,
yep.
You know, if you want to hear some pretty cool stuff.
And the people who made us possible.
Okay, you forgot some stuff.
Wait a second.
Also, it would help if you guys could follow us on Podbean or iTunes.
And if you go to Easy iPhone Repair and you follow us in front of the man's face, you will get a free tempered glass
for your screen,
your iPhone. If you have an Android, still follow us.
Just do it anyway, but you're not going to get a reward.
No, maybe you can get a car.
Or a fanny pack, I don't know.
Yeah. Or a man's touch woman handbag. We're not going to get into that.
Next week, we're going to start giving away gift cards to McDonald's, Burger King, Chick-fil-A, and IHOP. One listener will get one. What you have to do to enter the competition is email us at bruh versus bro@outlook.com. And what you need to email us is your name, your address, what you have to say about the podcast, because you can't just email us and be like, hi, give me a gift card. Yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah.
And what number of podcasts you listen to, and that, and we'll have one for each one, and you'll get, that's going to be 3 or 4 this month, so you could be special.
And now, shout out to the people who made us possible.
This week, our song was Christmas Rappin' by Curtis Blow. Also, our producer / director, B.L. Self.
Our team mom / security, B. Murray.
And our therapy dog, P.D., who's right here.
Yeah.
He's very sad.
Still sad.
Because what we do without sad therapy dog?
Nothing.
And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt.
Google's been stealing businesses since 2010. We haven't even got ours snatched up yet. Haha, Google.
Actually, I don't know if that's good or bad.
Bye now, folks. Say bye, Petey.
He's wagging his tail. Okay. It's okay now.
Okay.
Bye.
And before he went, this fine old gent bought a gift with a sip through his big red bag. In the top or the bottom, he reached in and got a toy for his phone for the girl's glad rag. And the girl's got some presents too. A new TV and a stereo. A new Seville, about as blue as the sky. The best that money couldn't buy.